This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm ready for the kids to go back to school. I got to tell you, man. I mean, they're good kids, but I'm like, driving me crazy. Driving me crazy. Very, very tense time. Gosh, I have, in the last 48 hours, seen some things that you would not have expected, and I just hope to high heaven it doesn't get worse. As Trump has issued guidelines, the 15 days to slow the spread. It's not an official lockdown, but there are a lot of recommendations in terms of if you're feeling sick, don't go to work. Kids should not be going to school. They should be staying home. If you're senior, elderly, stay home. If somebody in your household has come back positive for coronavirus, you don't go to work. You self-isolate. You call and get tested. So this 15 days of trying to kind of limit our interaction with others is, at this point, it's appropriate because, you know, this disease is, I think we have over 5,700 cases in the United States, over 90-some deaths and rising. Expect the cases to go up. I'm not panicking about the number of cases per se because we're finally testing them. So it's going to seem like we went from zero to 90, but we now that we're slowly getting tests, the number's going to go up. I am very nervous about the deaths and about the number of ventilators that we have and hospitals and things like that. But amid all this apprehension we have of the virus, I am seeing some very kind of scary behavior by people out there. You would think that people would come together this time around. You would think people would be more willing to, you know, help each other. And you see the hoarding. I mean, it's every man for themselves in the grocery stores. You see people fighting for, I have some real nice, you know, I live in a real nice community where people are pretty nice and they let you, I mean, they're cutting you off. They're racing to the store. They're racing to where they're going. And this idea of we're going to isolate ourselves kind of implies being around others are bad and people are bad. I witnessed a bunch of people who kind of, needed help recently. And there were a group of individuals who just decided to just mess with a whole bunch of them. And I can't explain it in words of, I just saw this evil kind of go on. And I'm like, why, when this is supposed to be the time everybody's helping each other? You know, I mean, people's careers are in jeopardy with a lot of different, and there's, you know, there's people trying to help each other, and you would think that this would be the time where everybody comes together, and you're not. I'm just seeing evil. And I thought I've seen it all. I thought I have, in my middle ages, right, being middle age, not telling you exactly, but y'all know how old I am anyway, but, you know, being the age that I am, I think I've seen it all. I think I've seen, you know, I've seen abusers. I've seen murderers. I've seen, you know, people do bad things. I've seen people try to suffocate each other. I mean, you see that, but you don't see people under the guise of being good guys be evil. And then they just be evil just in front of other people. And it scares me because it looks like if you have groups of individuals out there that have no problem being evil and they think there's going to be no repercussions and they're hurting innocent people out there, then and nobody's stopping them, it's not going to stop. I mean, I'm almost seeing a pre-Hitler time. Look, we're actually going into an isolationist movement right now. All right? We are going to become so isolated in terms of, I don't know if you're watching this, whether it's the 15 days that Trump recommends or what's going on in France or whatever, but you're not allowed to dine into a restaurant, you know, go through a drive-thru, which all makes sense. Well, so we're going to start seeing companies want to make drive-thru windows. I wouldn't be surprised if Walmart, Target, you know, supermarkets come up with drive-thrus. A friend of mine who has now passed away, young guy, died of cancer, had told me years ago, Dahlia, let's set up drive-thru grocery stores. People don't want to go into the store. Let's do this. Let's open up a chain of drive-thru grocery stores. And I didn't have money at the time, but I'm like, that idea is brilliant. It is brilliant. And by the way, if anybody does do it, please call it Joey. Okay, because Joey was my friend who died, and he was the one I was going to do this with, if we were going to do it. But you're going to see drive-through grocery stores, drive-through everything. So if a building doesn't have drive-through, trust me, construction will go up because people are going to want people to be able to buy and shop. Drones. I think you're going to see drones, an explosion of drone stock and drone companies because people are not going to want to be around other people. This is coronavirus. It's not even Ebola. It's not HIV. It's not a whole variety of things that are out there that make people sick. It's coronavirus. Well, I mean, it makes people sick, but I mean, you know, we have, you know, more vicious things out there, and the country is ready to lock down. The Strip, the Las Vegas Strip, casinos are closing. They're going to disinfect. They're going to scale things down, but we are seeing a country shut down. And then what is the country going to look like after the shutdown? Now, trust me, people are going to want to see other people. They're going to want to hug. When I got to see a whole bunch of my baby doctors, and it's like, oh, my God, we couldn't give each other enough hugs. You know, when you haven't seen somebody in a while, you just want to, you know, show love. People need that. But if people are skeptical about the virus being out there, and it will be, 15 days, it's not going to be gone. It's going to be around more. You're going to want to still see this distancing. Now, luckily, we have the internet. I don't know how the internet is going to hold. I don't know if you guys, but I am getting the slowest internet rates because I think everybody's stuck home, so they're just on the internet and they're streaming. So I'm not sure what's going to be happening with the, you know, hotspots and things like that. But we are in we are now kind of locking down in an isolationist mode, and maybe that's good. But right now, I'm seeing lines of people for guns and buying ammo. Did you hear that? Not only are people trying to buy toilet paper, but they're trying to stock up on guns and ammo. They're worried about the human response. And, I'm not going to go into too much detail of some of the BS I've seen. But, you know, just, you know, don't think that person out there is there to give you a helping hand. I've been seeing some very, very strange behavior, and you guys are going to have to protect yourselves. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation innovation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Daniel and Jason, we got a whole crew out there, and I just love them to death. Okay, so we're going to open up the phone lines to take your questions. Some of you guys can call live right now at 1-877-362-3254. Some of you have called in on the answer line. Let's go to those calls now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, Dr. Dolly, this is Will. I'm a Las Vegas resident. I listen to your show from time to time. I haven't listened to your show in a few days, so maybe you have mentioned it. But what I'm not hearing from medical professionals, however, I am hearing it from nutritional professionals based on science, based on massive research, about the following nutrients. For example, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, vitamin A, beta-glucan, things like that. There are others, definitely. That help the immune response be stronger. All of those supplements, nutrients, whether you get them food or whether you get them supplements, all of them help usually with an anti-inflammatory response. Vitamin C is an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. And we can do things that lift our immune system. I'm not hearing anybody, except for Dr. Oz, by the way, who went into detail on those nutrients and others, about how you can pump up your immune system. And I don't know why you, or I'm assuming, and other medical professionals aren't telling everybody, increase your A, increase your C, increase your D, increase your zinc, increase your beta-glucan. These things help your immune response. They help your white blood count go up. We can do a lot to prevent getting the effects of this virus if we get it. Thank you.
No, that's great. Great question. Great comment. So, yeah, you have missed when we've talked about vitamin D and vitamin C. We talked about the risks and benefits. We talked about sleep. We talked about rest. I don't know if you've seen my articles on things to buy while the fresh food are taken out of the fresh food is all hoarded. I put a list in my article of things to buy, including vitamins and supplements. So, Dr. Oz, fantastic show. I know there are certain companies that he endorses, and I'm not sure what relationship they have with the show, but there are many companies out there that help, you know, sponsor a lot of these shows. And so the reason why you haven't heard me say a particular brand, or as you might hear some other, you know, shows do that, is because I purposely have not connected with one brand because I can't vouch for it. I mean, you know, supplements are very tricky in terms of what you get in one bottle versus what you get in another bottle. But you bring up a good point as to why you're not hearing more and more doctors say that. It is on purpose. It is on purpose. The reason why is doctors are warning how people are, the vitamin industry has been exploding. People have been buying vitamins. And again, it's on my list. It is on my list for people to get their supplements. I think making sure you're not low in vitamin D, making sure you're not low in vitamin C. If you're not eating nutritiously, you have to have vitamins. And in fact, we bought them too. During this whole panic, I wanted to make sure we had vitamins and supplementation. However, if a doctor goes on the record saying, buy and load up and take vitamin A, it could interact with people's medications. Like if you're on Coumadin, if there's a listener out there on Coumadin, and I tell them to take vitamin A, it could mess up the Coumadin and they could die. They could get a clot or they could bleed easily. So I have to be very responsible with what I say in terms of vitamins. High doses of vitamin A could also, you know, cause liver issues. Vitamin D could cause renal issues, liver issues, pancreatitis. So being low in vitamin D, which we talked about, I think we talked about a few weeks ago, sorry you missed the show, on why, you know, we're not seeing people in Africa or maybe, you know, those countries closer to the equator have as much of an issue with coronavirus is because we were thinking vitamin D. But I would rather, you know, you get your vitamin D naturally. I'd rather you get your vitamins naturally. You know, fish, fresh roots and vegetables, that's going to be difficult this time of year because of all the hoarding. But unfortunately, these medical experts that you'll see on the news, they have to be so cautious about telling people to go run and take vitamin C tablets. We're telling people to eat fresh vitamins, fresh vegetables. But vitamin C tablets could cause kidney stones. So, you know, it's all about liability and legality and, you know, what we're allowed to recommend. But when the USPSTF says, you know, look, you know, don't be, you know, recommending that people take vitamin E for heart or this for whatever. We have to follow that. You know, if you're licensed and you're board certified and you're, you know, supposed to be kind of, you know, following the rules, you know, telling somebody to, you know, go and, you know, swallow a bunch of tablets of a unknown vitamin source of a company where you don't, I mean, see, the problem is there's been studies where a lot of these vitamins don't have what they say they have, or there's extraneous components. And so those of us who love vitamins, I mean, I was in practice with a homeopath and a naturalist. I mean, I really, really like, you know, as natural and more do-it-yourself and building up your immune system as they come. But if I don't know what you're getting, and, you know, companies are putting, you know, cobalt blue dye and there's specks in them to make the pill look cute and all sorts of other stuff. If there's an elderly person on Coumadin or Digoxin or, you know, these medications, you know, for their heart or to prevent stroke, and I'm telling them to take something that I can't, that is not FDA verified and FDA approved, I could be doing more harm. So I do agree we should be hearing more of the conversation of, guys, are you getting good sleep? Are you getting fresh air? Are you getting exercise? Are you eating right? Are you, you know, and you're not getting that. You know, people with strong immune systems, you know, usually have pretty damn good diets. They have good sleeping habits. They exercise regularly. And so, you know, when we're looking at, you know, who's getting coronavirus and who's not, we're a little scared, you know, by thinking, well, gosh, you know, that person was in their 40s and they got coronavirus and they looked healthy. You know, we just heard an ER doc is in critical condition. Most ER docs are pretty damn fit. You know, and so, you know, we think to ourselves, well, gosh, you know, as long as I have a good immune system, I should be okay. And you're right. For those of us with good immune systems, we'll probably be fine with this coronavirus thing. You know, but how do you get a good immune system? Sometimes it's genetics. Sometimes it's personal habits. But if you eat like crap, you sleep like crap, and you think you're going to swallow a bunch of pills that are multicolored from some, you know, generic company that we've never heard of, I can't tell you that that's going to save your life. You know, another reason why because I've asked doctors why they aren't recommending, you know, vitamins like supplements, pills, is some have said, because watch, people will think they don't need to eat their vegetables. They'll say, I took my vitamins, so I don't have to eat my vegetables. I can have my carbs, you know, for lunch. And so, you know, we people do strange things. And so when a doctor says, go take a vitamin, you know, now, if you are vitamin D deficient, that's an issue. And we've been talking about vitamin D deficiency as long as I can remember on the show. I can't tell you to go out in the sun and get melanoma. I don't know how much sun we all can get before a cell decides to go rogue. And I'm scared to death of melanoma, but I'm also scared of people being vitamin D deficient. You know, and if vitamin D is very difficult to get in food, some of us have to take supplements. You know, I take vitamin D supplements. I'm a big fan of supplements. If I know the company, if I think they're, you know, government approved, if I don't think somebody's, you know, messing around with the substrate or the ingredients. So yeah, you know, this coronavirus there's not a lot of rhyme or reason. Let me give you guys the latest numbers here. We're at 190,000 cases, 7,500 deaths. In America, we're up to 5,200 cases, where I guess our death rate is right at about 94. France, who has initiated a very strict lockdown, we'll talk about that. They have more cases than us, 6,600, 148 deaths. South Korea, 8,300 cases. Germany, 8,500 cases. Spain, 11,000. Iran, 16,000. Italy, 28,000. China, slowing down at 80,000. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus in a moment, but breaking news for NFL fans. The New England Patriots quarterback for the past 20 years, Tom Brady, has said on Instagram today he's leaving that team. He did not say what team he's signing on with, but he did indicate he is leaving New England. Now to the latest on the coronavirus, as new guidelines from the White House Coronavirus Task Force are recommending that people stay away from any gathering of more than 10 people, and older people are especially warned as they're at increased risk of contracting the virus. Today was supposed to be primary balloting day in four states. Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are going forward, but Ohio is on the list as well. Now state officials have called off that primary because of concerns about the outbreak. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254, 1-877-362-3254. I'm asked about unemployment benefits. And if I could talk about what's happening in terms of labor, there's a lot of confusion as to whether people are going to have a job in 15 days or not. Let me just kind of review what's coming from the White House. Okay, in terms of job loss, not a lot of industries are forced to close yet, but many are doing it because they're slow. Trump had issued yesterday these guidelines to try to slow the spread of coronavirus over the next 15 days. Basically, the list, easy to read, says listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities. If you feel sick, stay home. Don't go to work. Do not go to school. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Do not send them to school. Contact your medical provider. If someone in your household tested positive for coronavirus, keep the entire household at home. Do not go to work. Do not go to school. Contact your medical provider. If you're an older person, stay home and away from other people. If you are a person with a serious underlying health condition and can put you at increased risk, like lung function, etc., you need to stay home and away from other people. If you are young and healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk of others, it is critical that you do your part to stop the spread of coronavirus. Work or engage in schooling from home wherever possible. They say if you do work in a critical infrastructure industry, as defined by the Department of Homeland Security, such as healthcare services, pharmaceutical, food supply, you have a special responsibility to maintain your work schedule. You and your employers should follow CDC guidelines to protect your health at work. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants, food courts. Use drive-through pickup delivery options. They're also saying to avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. They're not banning us yet. We'll talk about what's going on with France. But for here, they're saying right now it's still voluntary, but they're asking us to avoid. If we don't have to go shopping, don't do it. They say do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Practice good hygiene, wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face. Sneeze or cough into a tissue, they're recommending, or inside your elbow. I've just never liked the elbow thing. I don't see how that protects. Disinfect frequently used items. School operations can accelerate the speed of coronavirus, so they are recommending school closure. We talked about that. Older people are in particular risk, and all states should follow federal guidelines and halt social visits to nursing homes and retirement and long-term facilities. And then, of course, if you have community transmission in your neck of the woods, bars, restaurants, food courts, gyms, other indoor and outdoor venues where people congregate need to be closed. All right, so if you can't go to work, this is what people are concerned about. They are scared to death that they will get fired. So you have your kids aren't at school. You don't have a babysitter. You have to choose between staying at home or going to work, and going to work and being exposed to others, then coming back and bringing it back to your kids. And so there's people out there afraid they're going to lose their job. Most employers, though, I'm hoping are being cool. And so you're seeing many places just go, you know what, we'll just close down temporarily. But the problem is then you have other employees going, no, please don't close down. I need to work. If you close down, I can't, I need to make tips. Please don't close down. You know, so you're seeing a lot of companies out there, you know, you're like, why are they still open? Why are these restaurants, why are they still open? Why are the beauty salons still open? Because people still need to feed their families. Now you would think, all right, we'll close down and everybody could get their holiday pay or their vacation pay. Well, if that's only like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, then what? Now, true, you know, Trump brought up 15 days, but, you know, look at what's going on in Italy. They're still having increased rising cases. What I'm hearing from people is they have no idea if the 15 days is going to be enough. And so one conversation that's happening is if they only have X amount of leave that they could get, can they wait as long as possible before they start using it? If there's been businesses that have been closed for a week and we haven't even had the full-time restriction, many people have already lost their week, you know, coverage. Now, the U.S. government has expanded, hopefully, funding, $850 billion stimulus package, including $250 billion for Small Business Administration loans, but a lot of, you know, small business owners are going, so what, I got to borrow more money? I have to borrow more money, and there's no guarantee that when this is all over, I could even reopen. You know, I might be bankrupt before that. So another thing that many workers are doing is asking to be laid off. You know, I was hearing layoffs, you know, a week or two ago, and I'm like, really? You know, you can't try to still allow them to, feed their families. You're really laying them off. However, that will hopefully allow people to get unemployment benefits. So there's arrangements being made where, okay, we'll lay you off. You could get unemployment and then hopefully come back when we could reopen. It's a mess. It's a real mess right now. You know, people ask, what do I think we should do? Well, if we are having the spread, before it gets even more out of control than it has, I mean, if we're going to have to bunker down and we know we're going to have to do it, just do it now. The sooner the better. I mean, it's going to hurt. It's like ripping off a bandage. It is going to hurt. But if we are going to be where China was with 70,000 cases before they started to limit, I don't think we'd be able to then just do 15 days. We've had 94 deaths. That's 94 too many. But we're nowhere near the 3,200 that China has. Or the 2,100 that Italy has. Plus, hospitals saying, look, guys, we can't take any more. Our hospitals are full. We're not going to have enough ventilators. Help. So we have to decide, we are going to be on lockdown. So, okay, so let me see. Where's France at? Let me see. What's going on here? So France, you need a note. You need like a hall pass. France is going to be locked down for 15 days. If you leave your houses, you have to fill out a form as to why. Now, you fill out the form, but there are 100,000 police officers that are going to be deployed to enforce the measure. You will be fined $150 for violating it. Why? Well, because when France closed places like bars and coffee shops, people still wanted to gather together. So French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday announced a 15-day lockdown starting today, saying people's journeys outside will be greatly reduced. So basically, in France, you download a form, you fill it out, every time you need to make a trip. Police will stop you and look at your form. If you don't have the form, you have to pay $150. The document asks for your name, your birthday, the reason you're going outside. And there are only certain reasons. You can't, say, because I have a Tinder hookup. And they have 100,000 police officers deployed for that. Now, it will be interesting to see if crime goes down, But America may be next. So if, Trump's getting all this pressure, because all these other countries have done the lockdown, expect it to happen. So in terms of unemployment, I'm not exactly sure what tipped, employees will be able to get from unemployment. But, it's obviously not ideal. Unemployment is never, enough. But at least it's something in the meantime. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
You're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. You know, many of us have been going to Amazon to get our groceries. So rather than going through, you know, and standing in lines outside, we're ordering from Amazon. Well, Amazon has had some, backlog, and I ordered some stuff about a week or two ago, still haven't gotten it, prime my butt. Yeah, I was supposed to get it in 2 days, but I get it. They're overwhelmed. Amazon said yesterday it plans to hire an additional 100,000 warehouse and delivery workers amid a surge in online orders due to the coronavirus outbreak. Now, isn't that interesting? You know, here we think Amazon is going to eventually move to very, very automated and automation. And actually, in times of crisis, where do they go? Humans. So we're, we still have jobs for a little while. The company is also going to raise pay for warehouse and delivery workers to $2 for an extra $2 an hour. Amazon said some brands in the household staples category were out of stock, you think? And warned that some of its delivery promises are longer than usual. So they are going to hire another 100,000 employees. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. They are looking for extra full-time and part-time positions for warehouse and delivery workers. Now, people ask, well, will they be allowed to work? Well, it all depends. If the employee, if they are considered essential, they will be allowed to work because people still need food. People still need their supplies. The delivery drivers, if they don't have to have people contact, they should be able to go outside, hopefully. Through the end of April, pay for these employees are going to be increased by $2 an hour. Amazon currently pays $15 an hour. And sometimes more in some areas. I didn't know that. I thought they, you know, paid minimum wage, so that's good. Amazon encourages employees in other industries whose jobs were lost or furloughed as a result of the coronavirus to apply, including members of the hospitality, restaurant, and travel industries. They said, we want those people to know we welcome them on our teams until things return to normal and their past employer is able to bring them back. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, good. I'll go online. I'll do some more shopping. Well, now we're going to have some, you know, Amazon still has to hire. And so breaking news out of Amazon is they are going to stop stocking and shipping all non-medical and non-essential supplies from its warehouses until April 5th. Medical goods, baby products, groceries are now going to be prioritized. Now, you have third-party sellers. I mean, this makes sense to you or I. Go, well, yeah, I mean, you know, they're busy. They have to send food out. You know, they can't be sitting there mailing out makeup and stuff. But you have a lot of businesses that were relying on that. Amazon has already run out of many cleaning supplies. They have huge delivery delays because there's been mass panic. Online shopping now is ramping up because officials impose curfews and lockdowns. We're going to talk about the curfews also. So, you know, what are non-essential? Well, they said right now they're going to concentrate on household staples, so probably toilet paper if there is any, paper towel, etc., medical supplies like bandages, you know, things like that, and then other high-demand items, probably like food. They say other high-demand products, oh, good, 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 baby products are going to be high-demand, health and household items, beauty and personal care products, groceries, industrial items, and, of course, pet supplies. So they're not really giving us a list of, you know, things that aren't, I mean, clothes, maybe clothes are going to slow down, although people do need clothes. So Michael Michelini, a partner at Alpha Rock Capital, they sell around 10 brands on Amazon, told the Wall Street Journal that this latest move makes things nerve-wracking because the firm won't know where to stock its shipments of shoe and car accessories coming in this week. Amazon said that independent merchants will still be able to sell on Amazon without using its warehouses, and that products already headed for their warehouses will be accepted. But then it's going to get blocked. You know, we are, it blows my mind the little ramifications of things that you just don't even think about. You know, you just think, you know, okay, well, you know, these people are going to be okay. These people are going to be okay because people can work from home and, oh, no, 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 no. We have a very, very small sect of the population that is going to be okay. We have in the economic fallout of this is beyond comprehension at this point. You know, I mean, it's just, box companies. I heard that we don't have enough boxes. All those Amazon boxes that we throw out after we buy tons of products. Is anybody reusing them? Is anybody bringing them back to Amazon to reuse? Eventually, I heard that there was a company where they cannot keep up supply. And that was like a year ago. It was about a year ago. He owns a huge boxing company. Said, we cannot keep up the supply for internet shopping, not to mention trees and things like that, and things that are needed to make these boxes. And here we are, where now they have to ship and supply beyond what they're expecting. And, you know, you just never, these are just things to think about. I hear that some grocery stores are going to be hiring. We don't have a lot of grocery stores. You know what I would do? One thing we're going to talk about is the these pods, these drive-through pods, testing pods, where people could drive up in a line through a area, parking lot or whatever, get tested for coronavirus, a swab in the nose or a swab in the back of the throat or both, and then drive on. Well, if I was Starbucks or a food company, you might as well take their order, let them drive up, get their supply, you know, you'll be dressed in a hazmat suit, and then let them drive on. I think what's going to eventually happen is they're going to have to open up these areas, like maybe like where I live, Las Vegas Speedway, or, you know, some of these parks where people could drive through, order something, right, pay for it, buy it, pick it up, and then leave. And so the drive-through pod testing is kind of, you know, going to be the main way people get tested. Urgent care centers, clinics, they're just overwhelmed right now. So they're recommending that in those cities or states that have, you know, those facilities, those abilities to do it, you'll drive up, get tested. They'll come around the car, whoever in the family needs to be tested, they'll do that, but they will be completely in gear. Well, at that point, you're missing a lost opportunity. You know, I mean, if you can have every worker, you know, protected and covered, et cetera, then, you know, maybe there's ways to do commerce and retail. You know, I don't know if hairstylists are going to be in hazmat suits. I don't know if, you know, I expect a lot of roots. There's like this meme going around where in the next 2 weeks we'll know everybody's true hair color. Everybody has my true hair color. Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry, not getting a lot of sleep the last few weeks with this. But, you know, people are having trouble getting their nails done. And you're like, oh, woe is me. Well, those are issues. You know, these are things that, you know, there's just all these little ramifications. You're like, well, boo-hoo, people can't get their hair or nails done. Okay, well, what about those workers? Where do those workers go? Amazon's only hiring 100,000. We have millions of people. Where do they go? Where's Tom Brady going? We knew Tom Brady was leaving the Patriots. We just don't know where he's going. Of course, they're kind of being hush-hush. Some people think the Titans. Some people think the Raiders. I don't know, but whoever gets Tom Brady, dang. It's going to be pretty exciting. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.